This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two of the big show. It is The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5 on a Thursday. Barry will be hitting the road after the show.
After the show, headed to Fort Worth, headlining the Hyenas up there tonight, and then featuring for a guy.
That was like previewing a text on the fly.
Yeah, I should know his name. I feel bad. Something Die, Jeff Die. I'm pulling up my Facebook page. Yeah, Jeff Die. I was right. Jeff Die.
Smells like someone crawled up in there and died.
You weren't competent, but yeah, you were right.
Yeah. It was more of a question than a statement. But apparently,
I heard it's clean up there.
Huh?
I heard it's clean up there.
Super clean. Jeff Die's done a lot. I didn't even realize all the stuff he'd done until I looked him up. But he does like Bigfoot shows and stuff like that.
Bigfoot shows?
Yeah.
So we know you like Dallas over Houston. Do you like Fort Worth over Houston too?
First of all, I don't like Dallas over Houston.
You said Houston sucks and I like Dallas.
Can I finish?
I think Nick might have a point.
Nope. I said both of you can suck it. I said that it's a cleaner city. I also came back later after a discussion when I was featuring for Kid. Oops, let me get that name. Dropped. When I was featured for him, we had the discussion about how the people here are better than the people in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex.
I just remember the clean part. I didn't remember the people.
I don't recall that part. Do you, Nick?
Nope. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't think the suspects remember that
I'll go back. You know what? I'll tell you what.
They were mad at you. They were pretty
Monday.
Upset with you.
Both of you guys, if I said it, will you each pay me $50?
Nope.
Nope.
Oh, so aren't you confident, though, that I never said that?
No, I'm not a gambling man.
Oh, really? Didn't you hit a parlay?
A poker.
Didn't you win
different.
A poker? Didn't you do a parlay on my book? Didn't
what? I parlayed something?
I mean, didn't you what? Have like you
no.
won some? No,
negative.
Oh, okay.
Don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Oh,
I love my city.
Yeah, no,
you don't.
Okay.
I love H-Town.
All I'm saying is we could be a lot cleaner.
I'm all about the H-Town rush, man.
Hmm.
I am.
By the way, everyone on Twitter can kiss my ass.
Why?
Frankie Stars said I look like the dude from Suits, Louis Litt. Frankie looks like Thanos on crack.
So he took Mark Schell's title? He just by taking
and
crack?
And then Age You says I look like Milhouse from The Simpsons. And he looks like the rail car killer. So
there's just a lot of love flying around on...
Yeah, but I hate you both so much right now. So much right now.
Speaking of H-Town Rush, by the way, my wife's morning show. I was watching it this morning. They're really out of date. A lot of the people on there. They started a poll.
He's gonna take a shot at it. This is fantastic. No, please go on my
seriously. Bed. They started a poll, right, about what's the greatest soundtrack of all time. The fill-in weather guy, because Cheetah was somewhere else today. The fill-in weather guy threw out some like Broadway show soundtrack, and I'm like, what did he just say? Her co-host said, what's the Travolta movie? Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
What? Pulp Fiction. They kept going down the list, and I'm going, does anybody like have any kind of mainstream? I'm like, and I'm texting Lisa going, you have to save this.
You have to say Boomerang.
She did not say Boomerang. She did not say... I said you could say Boomerang.
Juice?
You could say
Boys
Juice.
In the Hood.
You could say
Space Jam.
Footloose.
What's the other Wesley Snipes?
Blade.
No.
White Man Can't Jump.
The drug dealer Wesley Snipes movie. Why can't I think of it? It was a great soundtrack.
Oh, I do know what you're talking about.
Ice-T with Hustlers.
Yeah.
Christopher Williams, Don't Wake Me, I'm Dreaming.
New Jack City.
New Jack City. Yeah. There was another one. And if you want to go way back... And still not call a Broadway show into play?
Dirty Dancing.
Oh. That was one that was mentioned.
Yes!
Saturday Night Fever is one of the all-time greats in terms of just pure hits that came
I totally
off of the
forgot
album.
About that. Yeah.
If you ain't naming Footloose, you can get the hell out.
And that's another one.
Yeah.
Top Gun, which they named, thankfully, to save some credibility.
My dad loves Saturday Night Fever. But don't you,
my
did
dad
you get
did too.
Didn't you get in trouble for taking shots at the old station there? Like, well, you know?
No.
We're friends of
yeah, but I didn't I didn't get in trouble for anything.
Yeah, how does that work? Because don't we have a relationship like...
I haven't mentioned their...
Well, Granado's wife is at 13. 13.
Your wife's at 11.
So we have...
Nick's husband works at the... Hold on, hold on. WB39.
False.
It depends on... It depends. We show love based on the show.
Yeah. True. All right. I'm
not... You want to get Big Dog in here?
You want to knock this out real quick?
Yeah, let's do it.
Clarence, what's up?
What up, guys? First off, how come Purple Rain didn't get mentioned? Soul Food didn't get mentioned? The original Batman soundtrack didn't get mentioned.
Someone did tweet in Purple Rain, which is a great call.
Yep. So, you, Mike. First off, I'm going to switch up a Tupac song. You used to be our homie. Now you're racist, and you wonder why we call you. If he's banned from y'all's show, he should be banned from the entire network, especially from taking shots. Every time, every chance he gets. He tries to call into every show and take a shot at Barry for not taking a call. Bruh, the things you say are out of line. It's not even borderline racist. You're just being full-on redneck, trailer-trash racist for no reason at all, just to raise your stock and get some attention.
Thirsty.
It's unnecessary, man.
Yeah, it's one thing to be thirsty for attention. It's another thing to use racist remarks to try and get it.
That's the first time I heard a serious call from Clarence.
I know.
Yeah, he's fired up. I liked it.
Appreciate it, Clarence. Yeah. Everything he said. I'm just mesmerized on Twitter. Some dumbass just tweeted at me. I'm new to Twitter, but you suck at your job.
What?
Yeah. He said, Joel deserves a better co-host. Thanks, Nate, you dumbass. What?
Come on, man.
I love how people troll.
See, that's the thing, too.
I love... I love it. But
you're
troll.
Not alone, because I got one on the exact flip side of that weekend.
It's a total troll job. He's got one follower, and he's following like 23 people. He's got three tweets. One of them says, sex is great. One of them is to Lance McCullers that says, I miss going to Blockbuster. And he retweeted his own tweet.
I thought Lance McCullers... tweeted that this week. I saw
that what it was? Oh, yeah.
McCullers had tweeted it at some point. I saw that one.
So his three tweets are, sex is great, he retweeted McCullers, and then he tweeted to let me know that I suck.
I got one of those.
Winning at life,
that
Nate.
Someone decided,
you're winning it, bro.
I need to do more
killing
of what you
the
do.
Game.
I need to like not get tweets from people I don't follow.
Right.
Because I had people that generously supplied a tweet like that, but just substitute my name for your name. And
yeah, he had to follow me in order for me to get that. And then he unfollowed me. So, sweet life you got going, Nate.
Ain't life grand.
Yeah, must be good to be a virgin. Sometimes. That's pretty cool that they let virgins use Twitter.
Hey, did you guys see this? By the way, Nick, you might want to, since you're on and off the wagon on the Usual Suspects weight loss challenge.
It just dawned on me. I feel like that might be OU Mike, his troll account on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't figure out who a guy with my own first name was that tweeted the opposite.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
They had Joel in their first Twitter handle. I was like, oh, that's sweet. So, Nick, there is a possibility, because I think all three of us don't have a real rooting interest in the Super Bowl, but as long as you root for it to go to overtime, might be some free grub in it for
you. Nice.
Okay.
Get that for you when we get back. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with a whole lot more right here on The Usual Suspects.
ESPN 97.5.
Kane is in the building.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour number 2, 3-hour show continues to roll on. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Nick, Barry, Joel.
I think this explains it all. The little guy that hated me on Twitter and said Joel needs a better co-host.
Probably a parody account.
No. Somebody texted the show and said Joel needs a better host was the stuff Dr. Dre on 290 was on this weekend. There you go. And they're buds, so I'm sure Joel put him up to this.
Exactly what I did.
I knew it. I knew it.
I mean, everybody's. I love how everybody's.
First,
a
you rate
eye.
My podcast one star,
right?
And now you get Dr. Dre to troll me that need a better co-host.
No, no, no. And I hate you too because you work at Starbucks.
Oh, that's
was another
right,
one.
Too.
And
yeah.
I'll get. You
I did
guy.
Kind of feel like that was shade at me.
No,
I felt
not.
Like that for sure.
It was not, and I actually didn't have. I explained it to everybody. I didn't have to.
David Gaines on Twitter said, "I put my winterizer down in late November. When should you fertilize for the spring?" So there's this thing Randy Lemon says about doing green
you just
up.
Mentioned Randy Lemon.
Yeah, he talks about it because I follow his fertilizer schedule, and he talks about a quick green up in
He's got
March.
A fertilizer schedule?
Yeah, and it's badass.
Are you?
Yeah.
Nick, do you even know who Randy Lemon is?
David, nope. You could do the quick green up in like the beginning of March if you wanted to.
What makes me so mad about this is I have so much work to do outside my house. It's ridiculous.
And, you don't
and I just don't want to do it. I just don't want to do it.
Yeah, you don't listen.
Don't want to do it.
Because you don't listen.
I thought of you a-holes when I didn't cover my plants last night.
I hope they all die.
I don't.
God, I hope that every one of them dies of
you covered
slow,
yours?
Tragic death. No, I told you I don't cover mine.
Oh, okay.
Because most of mine are hardy enough to withstand it. If I didn't lose them in the freeze a couple years ago, I ain't going to lose them now. Only thing I lost that big freeze was some foxtail ferns. That was it. And those are cheap. You can go and get those for $6 a piece. I don't even know what that is, do you?
I don't either. A foxtail fern. Oh, I know what foxtails are. Yes, I do. Because we have them.
You sounded so proud.
I am proud.
I know.
But I don't call them a foxtail fern. I just call them foxtails.
That's called a foxtail fern. I mean, if you're going to say it, say it right.
Oh, my God. I'm about to get a parody account. I got some work to do, guys.
Well, just get the password from Dr. Dre.
I'm sure he'll share it with you.
I'm sure he'll share it with you.
I'm going to find the text that or the tweet that I got from that reversed the charges. Just reversed our names.
Look, all texting, no tweeting said, Barry, now that you mentioned it, you do kind of look like Jim Varney. I should have never said anything.
See, you get mad at me for bringing up the soundtracks, but we've got everybody doing the lookalikes now.
Yeah,
so,
true.
Nick, this is what I was going to throw out there.
Okay.
Evidently, Buffalo Wild Wings, and we all know that they have those commercials about, like, you know, being able to alter the game by pressing buttons and behind the bar to keep people happy.
That was so funny. Did you saw that they did that for the Saints, right?
No.
They took the commercial of... You know what would only make this game better is if it went to overtime? You remember that commercial?
Oh, yeah.
And they plugged in instead of whatever game was in the commercial.
They just did the PI. See that. That makes it even better.
They added the PI and that.
That's perfect.
I'm sure it was apparent, like somebody cut it up.
But still, they should be all over that because they are all over it for the Super Bowl. Now they've said if the game goes to overtime, if you have no rooting interest, it doesn't matter, but whatever. If you're watching the game at a Buffalo Wild Wings and the game goes to overtime, everybody at a Buffalo Wild Wings will get a small order of wings. Free.
Small?
That's only five.
They made sure. Well, they're not going to give you like a 50-piece.
Well, I think they should do like Mattress Mac does. You sit here and you eat as many wings as you want to eat.
I mean, it's already a gamble to do that, honestly.
But they call it like, they have a name for it. It's like a snack size wing order.
Not bad.
Can I finish?
Okay.
You should sit there and eat as they could say you sit here, you eat as many wings as you want to eat. And if the game goes to overtime, they're free. If it doesn't, you have to pay for them. Why not do that?
No one would buy into that deal.
But that's what matters. You would go and buy your wings anyways if you go eat 10 or 12.
Yeah.
You might be more likely, hey,
but
I'm going to pay
you
for
end up
wings
eating
anyways.
Like 30 wings, 50 wings. And you...
But think about it. If you're like, I'm going to go watch the Super Bowl at a place that serves wings. Are you going to go where there's a chance that you could get them free? Or are you going to go to, you know, like some other places? You're going to go where there's a chance you could get them free. That would be smart marketing.
But you also don't want to be on the hook in case it doesn't work out and you've had to buy 50 wings.
But you're buying the wings anyways, right? Think about it. A lot of
but
people
you wouldn't
eat
buy
wings
that many.
No, but I'm saying you would go if you knew there was a chance that.
Yeah, see, like I cap myself at about 10 or 15 wings. I really do.
Per half?
I know you were going to say something like that. I usually cap myself at 10 or 15 wings.
I don't care who it is. That's kind of light.
Well, how many wings are you eating?
10
or 15. You're doing yourself a
disservice.
Y'all
are eating more than 10 or 15 wings by yourselves.
Yes. Because I'm a man.
I know we're going to get a bunch of texts saying, oh, I can eat 48. Listen.
I know.
I can only eat 10 or 15. Oh, I do not eat more than that.
It's okay, puss. Don't worry about it.
Oh, now the names are coming back again. That always is great.
I bet you there's a lot of people out there that cap themselves at 15.
No
We're not all fat,
way. Barry. When you're out watching
games,
we're
not all fat, Barry.
Oh.
Barry.
Yeah, was there a comma?
Comma.
Was there a comma between fat and Barry or no? Because if there wasn't, you just call me fat, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you're a jerk. I hate you guys.
Really? Now look at the text line. I'm really interested to see someone tell me like 50 wings by themselves.
It depends on how big they are. If it's like the because
smaller
was
a version of bone-in wings, you can knock out 50.
There was easy. A place that you could that you would go where they would they wear orange shorts.
Mm-hmm.
That the wings used to be pretty big. Like
just a second, do I know size. Where you're talking?
They used to be. That's very good.
Thank you.
They used to be full size wings almost. So I would get like 10 or 12 of those. But those little ass baby wings, yeah, I'd get 20. 25
baby wings though. I don't know how. Like I have to see how small wings. They are.
Tweety
baby
bird wings.
Yeah, little.
But like out of all the major wing places, they don't really have baby wings, do they?
But I'm saying compared to this one place that I'm talking about, they're all smaller.
Okay. All right.
But do you get like French fries and
yeah, I do
appetizers.
And, I mean French fries.
Okay.
See, that's what I'm saying. And if you're going to go to a place like that,
right?
And you're going to eat,
yeah.
Why would you cap yourself at 12 to 15? I mean, you're going all out anyway because the difference in 12 to 15 to 15 to 20 ain't going to be that big of a deal. Once you've gone off the deep end, you go.
Well, some people when they don't have to be as disciplined maybe because they're younger and they don't gain weight as much. They enjoy that food more regularly as mm-hmm. opposed to us where we kind of have to discipline ourselves now.
Yeah.
So like when we go all out, you know. But like when I was younger, I'll eat 10 or 15 because I know next week I might eat wings again. Like I was, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And somebody else had a good point on the text line. They said you'd make your money back just on sides and alcohol sales.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is true. Mm-hmm. But again, but for the Super Bowl, look, if it was an event that you're not sure how it's going to draw, it's one thing. But for the Super Bowl, you're going to get everybody.
Yeah, you are.
Right? If and it was like a NASCAR extent, event, it might mm-hmm. draw people to because they're not going to go anyway. But they might go if, hey, I'm going to get a great deal for showing up to watch NASCAR. I'm going to get, you know, free wings. What are you doing?
I'm mesmerized by some of these texts that are coming in.
Oh.
People are strange. So this is the last thing. This is it. Then we're going to move on. But somebody said Drayon 290, which horrible, horrible spelling, sir. Drayon 290 tweets were in response to other tweets that said you needed to. Is this what you guys do? Leave Joel and me alone.
God, it's like the more we stay out of it, the more we're brought into it, and people like try and start stuff.
Randy Lemon's yard schedule is life.
Dude, I remember mm-hmm. him, though, from 740.
He's still around.
I cannot believe he's still. Is he still doing radio?
Yeah, when I would do game day, I would call him on the way in and ask him questions about my yard.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Is that where you got your passion from?
Nick saying he listened to radio when he was
young.
So this
is all Randy Lemon's fault, basically.
It really is.
Nick yesterday was saying how he used to call into radio shows.
Yeah.
You'd call into Garden Talk?
Yeah, if I had a question about
my lawn.
On your way
to doing your own show?
Yeah, because I'd be like, Randy, I have this grass, and I can't keep it alive. It keeps dying, bro. What do I do? And he's like, send me a picture. And I send him a picture. He's like, you might have this, you might have this, you might have this.
This is where it's all
try these three things. Because, excuse me.
Yeah.
When I moved in, do you know how much money I spent on grass? Do you know?
Do you know how much money I spent on grass?
Before it was legal?
Well, not that kind of grass.
Okay.
I'm talking about St. Augustine. Not
Augustus, get it right.
No. I had to that was a heavy investment for me. And then to lose it the first year? Oh no. I had to bounce back from that. So
mm-mm. What was the other guy? What's the home improvement
Tom
guy?
Tynan.
Tom Tynan. There you go. Both those guys were 740 guys, were they not?
They were at one point, and then Randy, he went out on his own and he got his own space and
really?
Yeah, he pays for his time. I think he still is on 740. I think Tom moved to 610.
I think that sounds right. Because I do remember Tynan jumped, but I think he was when we were over at 610, he was there.
Yeah. And then, you get there's a few others, but those two are the staples. And people always confuse them. They'll call Tom asking yard stuff, and they'll call Randy asking home stuff. Don't get them twisted. It's two separate peoples.
Okay.
But don't worry.
No, I got both of them. I've met both of those guys. You can call this show and get your lawn advice,
because I'm just stealing from Randy Lemon, so.
Wow. Bob Vila next. No. All right, we're halfway through the show. Coming up next, we're going to have a special guest that's going to help you on this Usual Suspects weight loss challenge. We're going to have a nutritionist on that's going to maybe give you some pointers and tips and some suggestions that might help you, as Nick was saying, as we get older and our metabolism slow down and it's not as easy to lose weight as it is to gain it. Maybe we'll get something that you can learn something with as you move forward in the challenge. That's coming up next as we start the second half. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go. The big show, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. As we open up the second half, we have a surprise. We have a special guest on the line. We'd like to welcome in a nutritionist from the Y Factor and Man Centers. Jennifer Mejias is on the phone. We thought this would be a good first guest, as you know how we normally do throughout the challenge. On Thursdays, we normally have someone join us to talk about nutrition, training tips, different things that might help you guys as we continue on this journey together, trying to cut some pounds and have some fun in the process. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great to have you on the show. As you know by now, we're all doing this challenge and we're trying to do things that kind of cut pounds, and we don't struggle too much with it. But Nick was saying before the break, as we get older, it gets tougher to kind of lose the pounds and speed the metabolism, and it's really easy for us to put on weight. As a nutritionist, what can you tell people as they kind of progress in life a little bit more in terms of maybe some quick tips in terms of how they can shed some pounds and what to really avoid if they're looking to try and prevent gaining some weight?
Honestly, the hardest part and the most difficult part is the planning. Unfortunately, we're always on the go and we're not thinking ahead. And that would help tremendously by planning ahead, having foods and snacks readily available when you do get hungry to keep the metabolism up and not skipping meals. So really, it's a planning part.
Now, hi, Jennifer, I'm Barry. I know as you get older, your metabolism slows down and you've got to, like you said, you plan ahead. Is there certain things you should avoid? I'm in my 40s now, and I'm a yo-yo dieter. I'll diet for a while, and I'll lose a lot of weight, and then I'll gain it back again, and then I'll diet it. What is, like, one tip you could help me with to help kind of sustain the weight loss that I achieve during the diets?
Well, that's the thing, is I wouldn't recommend dieting, so you won't have to yo-yo. The whole goal is to eat throughout the day to keep that metabolism up so you won't be fluctuating in weight. But I always also like to emphasize eating a lot of fiber. So not only will that keep you fuller, it'll also help with digestion, which in turn can help with weight loss.
Now, I've also heard some things and seen some things in terms of people are big on soy milk. And I've always heard soy milk is a great alternative for dairy, for people that struggle, might be lactose intolerant, and also to stay healthy. But now I'm hearing that there might be some negative effects to soy milk. Is that true?
Yes. Unfortunately, I don't personally recommend soy milk. I would rather put coconut milk or almond milk ahead of soy milk, especially if you're a man. Soy and a large amount of consumption can actually produce more estrogen. Wanting to keep the testosterone up.
Yeah, I'm big on soy milk in my smoothies, so I'm already not doing so well on all this.
Is that why you wear a bra?
Only on Sundays. Only on Sundays to make sure I'm tidy for church.
Hey, I've always wanted to know this, Jennifer, and I'm curious because I see, and I'm a big fan of their ice cream, but have you seen the Halo Top ice creams that are out?
Yes, and I love them.
Okay. Oh my God. I am so glad you said that because like part of my weight gain over the years has been because I quit smoking, but then I started eating, you know, like sweets and stuff after dinner, and ice cream just became a part of my everyday thing. So I was excited when I found Halo Top, but I've always wanted to know, is this a healthy alternative? Is this okay in moderation, obviously, as an alternative to eating just regular old ice cream?
Actually, yes. If you aren't eating too much of it, or if you're eating half the pint, or if you're actually going to indulge and have the whole pint, it is healthier just simply because it's lower calories, because it's lower fat milk. Whereas if I did a full scoop of Bluebell, that's already about 300 calories if that Halo pint is. So, yes.
Nice.
All right, here's another one. People are big on diets, and one of the big ones right now, the fad diets, is the keto diet. And we all know that, you know, I've seen it. I've seen people have big time results, but I'm always kind of marveling at the fact that you can eat, as long as you don't eat the bun and the carbs, but you can eat the cheeseburgers and you can eat all these things. Where are you on the specific diets like the keto diet?
I hear about this question, I want to say, just about every day, and I react the same way every time. I'm not a huge fan of the keto diet just because I'm not a fan of dieting. The only thing I do admire about the keto diet is that it does, in fact, let us know that fat is good. There are good fats out there. The problem is if you don't know what those fats are and you are eating bacon and cream cheese every morning and putting butter in your coffee, I am not surprised when you come into the Y factor and your cholesterol is really high. So I'm not a huge fan if you don't know exactly what you're doing.
So, okay, we've got a lot of listeners that are joined our weight loss challenge and they're looking for ways to lose pounds. Now, obviously it's a competition in a way, but a lot of them really do want to do it to get healthy. What is one, I mean, if you had the ear of every person that was trying to get fit, get healthy and lose weight, and you only had 30 seconds to give them your best piece of advice, what would it be?
Are you ready for this?
Ready.
All right. The best tool to losing weight is to eat. Shocker. To eat, not to skip meals, not to wait, not to be scheduled intermittent fasting or avoiding certain foods. It's to eat frequently throughout the day. Keep that metabolism up. Keep that energy up. Don't see food as the enemy. It is your medicine.
Wow. I like that.
Now, what
I'm big on eating, so.
I think we all are. That's why we're big in general. But, you know, we're all trying to do something about it. First of all, I mean, more so before we go any further, Jennifer, give people an idea when they stop into a Y Factor, the Man Centers, to try what you can do to help these folks.
Absolutely. So whenever you go to the Y Factor, we're here to help you look at all ranges of wellness and health, right? It's not just fertility. It's not just urology, it's not just kidney stones and hormones. It's looking at the body as a whole. So when they come to see me, I look at the lab results and I fix it using more of a natural approach, seeing what are we not eating to enhance your health instead of taking away food like dieting. I'm here to just make sure we're adding the right foods.
Nice. So from a supplements perspective, are you a fan of any kind of supplements, like folks that maybe aren't getting enough vitamins or vegetables or stuff like that? Is there anything that you say you recommend and anything you say to avoid?
Yes, actually, I used to not be a huge fan of supplements. But whenever I was trying to lose some weight too and, you know, stay active, I started taking supplements and saw great results. So first and foremost, I do believe in multivitamins if you do not think that you're getting the appropriate nutrients via your food. But the key is be sure to read the other ingredients on the back of the over-the-counter vitamins, because there's a good chance that it is filled with synthetics and fillers. Crazy things on there. It should not be a biology class in that bottle. Also, I highly recommend apple cider vinegar. It's a huge anti-inflammatory. So even if you retain water, if you have high blood pressure, if you don't like drinking it, they do have tablets. So you can take that as a capsule as well.
I was going to say, can I cut it with whiskey?
With whiskey? Yeah, sure, actually.
Just don't burp.
Oh. I still want to drink that. I cannot stand the taste.
Yeah. I tried it, and it is awful.
But it's supposedly really good for you. But you say there's tablets that you can take instead of having to drink that awful stuff that's really good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And I strongly, strongly recommend vitamin D. We are basically all deficient. And if you take vitamin D, it helps with energy. So if you're feeling kind of in the blues, kind of in a funk, not motivated, definitely check your vitamin D. And like I said, check your testosterone.
Ah, okay. I'll do that. Yeah, Nick needs a lot of vitamin D. One more question before we let you go, because I'm curious about this and I'm guilty. And one of our listeners, Jerry, brought it up. And he said, ask her about that gallon of Diet Coke you drink every day. Is it that bad? I mean, I saw somebody say that there was one study that said Diet Coke was bad for you, and now everybody freaked out about it. I mean, it's mostly water, right?
I would say it's man-made sugar-based. I know there's so many people addicted to Diet Coke. That's why I'm freaked out by it. If you stop, don't you get headaches and you want more?
No, because I drink a lot of coffee, too, so I would still have my caffeine fix.
Yes, I believe, and this is also a big secret, is there's no point in eating food if it doesn't have benefits. So if you turn that bottle around and it says 000 all the way down, and there's no vitamins and minerals, then what are you drinking?
Doesn't water have 000 on it? Huh? What?
Oh, look. Yes, you got me. You got me.
All right, one more quick one, too. I was just curious, too. I know a lot of people, the Weight Watchers, and they say the green vegetables are things that you can eat to your heart's content. Are there a food or two that will fill you up that isn't a lot of calories that can at least make you feel full and do some things for you so that you're not always hungry as you're dieting? Or in this case, I know you're not a big diet fan, but a lot of people are.
Are you saying vegetables or just food?
Yeah, like some people say apples fill them up or broccoli. But of course, that broccoli can have adverse effects as well. But I'm just curious if there's some natural remedies that kind of can fill you up but don't give you a ton of calories and things that are bad for you.
So that's going to be the fiber side. So luckily, like you said, the apple or just vegetables in general, they are filled with fiber. So that in itself will fill you up. So honestly, just load up on those colors. Fruits and veggies, load up on them. You will be full, and your digestive system will thank you, and you are basically not taking in a lot of calories. So just load up on the colors. Color that plate.
That's awesome. Tell people where they can find you, Jennifer. We know we said the Y Factor and Man Centers, but if there's a way that they can specifically reach out and get in contact with you so they can get signed up for something.
Yes, definitely. I also see couples and everything, so just you can call the Y Factor. We're over there in Katy, the Memorial area, and we can definitely look through anything that you want to tackle.
Perfect. We appreciate you spending some time with us, and we'll keep you posted as we start this journey with all of our listeners.
Thank you so much, guys. Y'all have a good day.
There you go. Jennifer Mejias from the Man Centers and the Y Factor. We appreciate her, and we appreciate you guys along for the ride in our usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge. We'll be doing that weekly, hopefully having some pointers and tips for you to stay on the journey. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with a whole lot more. Still plenty of time left. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Right off the car, not the kid.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, almost done with hour number 2, 3-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, Barry, Nick, and Joel here at the Gal Media Studios. We've covered some different things amongst all the different sports. Not a lot of baseball yet, Barry, but since you and I are big baseball guys. Where are you? John Heyman, the MLB writer, came out with a tweet that said, Astros still have interest in bringing back Dallas Keuchel.
I think if they don't do anything else, they need to do something, right? So we talked about it yesterday about losing Keuchel, and I totally forgot until I saw the note, but I forgot they lost Morton as well.
Yep.
Lost Morton, might lose Keuchel. McCullers is done for the year. If you could get Keuchel back, then I think that that helps. If they're, you know, and all that came up because somebody was talking about Kluber and the Astros. Mm-hmm. And listen, if you can add an arm like that, if you had your choice, yeah, you go after a guy like Kluber. But if Keuchel's all you have left, then okay. At least you know what you're getting. It's the devil you know versus the devil you know.
Yeah, I'm against it if they do nothing, if they're not, if that's all they're going to do, right? I'm with you. I want them to kind of go outside because here's the thing. I'm worried about the price tag in the years, and even on a one-year deal, I'm not sure Dallas Keuchel's going to be worth the 20 or so or around the 20 range that he's trying to get. Scott Boris is trying to push that envelope. I mean, we saw the early potential discussions that were going on between Keuchel and the Braves, $5 and $100 million for a guy that's velocity is down. That's control isn't what it once was. To me, I wouldn't do it. I think that there are other options out there, even on the short term, of free agents that are still out there too, maybe, that give you maybe more.
Well, think about this right now. You know that it's Verlander and Cole. That's your one.
Absolutely.
You know that.
Yep.
You probably are going to have to use one or both of Colin McHugh and Brad Peacock.
Agreed.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then it's going to be, is it Justin James as your five? Are you going to go ahead and bring Forrest Whitley up and let him cut his teeth and while you're out here trying to win another World Series? I still think that they'll probably add him to the bullpen first, see what he does, kind of like what they did with James and some of these other guys. They put him in the bullpen. They get some big league experience. And then if it looks like they have it, go ahead and let them start a few games and spot starts and see how they do and progress from there. So if you're telling me that the rotation for a team that's expected to win at least 96 games and maybe 97, according to Vegas, is Verlander and Cole, and then Colin McHugh, Brad Peacock, and either James or Forrest Whitley, I am all for adding Dallas Keuchel to that mix.
Okay,
all for it.
Doesn't price matter, though?
Price matters, but like you said, if it's a one-year deal, that's even better. If he's trying to the market's down on me right now. I had a bad year. I scuffled a little bit. This is my 1 year to prove it. If he can't get anything else, if he can't get anything better, but he can get a higher number for the 1 year, he might be willing to do that to see, and prove himself. Now you're getting a motivated Dallas Keuchel that needs to pitch well to make more money.
Yep.
And then and so you add that to the mix. It's also going to benefit your bullpen because one of those guys that I mentioned in McHugh or Peacock or even James, now you get to push that arm to the bullpen and strengthen it there. So I think adding him could benefit you as long as you limit the contract.
Okay, because I'm just looking at that saying, you know, from everything I've seen and heard, and I know that every year we talk about guys that get hurt a lot.
Yep.
Keuchel's always dealing with that too. So for me, it's like, especially if it's just going to be a short-term deal because you got to figure out what you're going to do after this year, if you're going to be able to bring back one or both of Verlander and Cole, go short-term for a lot less money and maybe get more production or at least the same amount of production as what you've been getting out of Keuchel, albeit not the Cy Young year. But I know there's a ton of pitchers that are still out there. And I know that there are still people that you can kick the tires on just to try and fill a void. But, you know, I know that's a high number. That, you know, we talked about yesterday, the odds, either 96.5, 97.5 for what's expected for the Astros to win. But the other thing is, as I mentioned yesterday, their offense is better too.
Yeah, their offense is better. But what you also don't want to do is make some mistakes like you've seen the Rockets make and other teams in other situations where you're just adding guys to add them because, we lost Morton, we lost Keuchel, we got to add an arm. You know, then you end up with a bunch of dudes like Ennis and Caldwell Pope and guys like that where you're like, but I'm just saying you end up with guys like that's what the Rockets did. Well, we lost Trevor Ariza and we lost Luke Mbamute. We got to add some people. So they added them, but they didn't add any quality. And I think at the end of the day, you're better off adding a guy like Dallas Keuchel, who's won a Cy Young, than just a guy off the streets that you don't know about.
But let me just throw one at you. Okay? Wade Miley. Wade Miley, who pitched great for the Brewers in the playoffs. Lefty. You know, similar type guy, but I believe you could get him for a lot cheaper, especially on a short-term deal, and he's durable.
Okay. I would be okay with that. I mean, there are still some names out there.
Oh, yeah.
I think
Gio Gonzalez is another one from Milwaukee that's still out there.
Not bad.
At least they have some proven experience, right?
But, I mean, so all those guys, how old is Miley?
32.
Isn't Keuchel younger than him?
I would have to look at how
I think
old
Keichel's
Dallas is.
30, 31. I think Keichel's 31.
But again,
31.
Regardless of age, it's just what do you got left in your arm?
Yeah, no, there's that too.
Clay Buchholz float your boat at all? He's 34.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there's not a ton. I'm looking. So I pulled up SpotTrack, right?
Yeah.
James Shields.
Jeremy Hellickson.
Dallas Keuchel, Irvin Santana, Marco Estrada, Brandon McCarthy. I mean, none of these names are you're like, oh man, yeah. Gio Gonzalez, he was good at a time. I mean, he wasn't bad at all.
Edwin Jackson catch lightning in one more bottle for the his 14th or 15th team.
Yeah, there's not a lot of names that really you look at and go that guy. I mean, on this list, there's one name that stands out to me, and it's Dallas Keuchel. Honestly, yeah.
Okay. I mean,
on that list, honestly, of all those guys that you would take any of those guys before Keuchel?
I would take some of them.
Really?
Some of them that I mentioned. I would take Miley over him, for sure. There's a few that I would. And simply because, too, I think that a lot of guys, based on the teams they're coming from, would get more run support and have probably better numbers after a year with the Astros simply because of the offense that's going to be provided.
Okay.
And the pitchers around them, the bullpen, that all those things make a difference in terms of being able to seal a win, keep them from leaving with the bases loaded and relying on a bullpen that you turn it over to that can keep you from tacking on a few runs to your ERA.
I wanted to look up Miley's stats.
Yeah.
Because you know me.
Yeah.
I'm a stats guy.
Yeah, you are.
Since 2014, his ERAs are 434, 446, 537, 561, and then he had the 257 last year, and he only started 16 games, went 5-2.
So, again, you might be right that it's one of those return to the means kind of thing.
I get it. That's why I said Keuchel is the devil you know versus the devil you don't.
But does the devil's pitchfork get hurt midseason?
I mean, probably.
It's possible.
Yeah.
All right, we got two in the books. We got one to go. Still an hour of the big show. If you want to join us, please do 713-780-3776. And we'll be back with more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is ESPN 97.5.